Tiger fans, welcome back. We have Isaiah Villanueva in the building on the OV, official visit.
That's all right, man.
No doubt, no doubt, man. We're happy to have you. Our fans, we have a passionate fan base, and we understand how important this offensive line is, and our staff is really getting after it, and that's why you're here.
Yes,
right,
sir.
On the official visit, looking to make that move. So tell the fans a little bit about yourself. You can start with the hometown, high school, where you last played, stuff like that.
Yes, sir. I'm from Houston, Texas, the Katy area. Last 2 years, I finished up at Katy Peto High School, 5A Division One.
Big time football.
Yes, sir.
Big time football in Texas, 5A.
Yes, sir. Houston, big area. It was big time. My senior year, I was unanimous all district, all state, and I won state championship.
Okay. Yeah. Accolades.
Yes, sir.
And from there?
From there, I ended up committing to the University of North Texas with Jason Smith. He got me out there, and I've been there the past two seasons. So I was there my first year with the Latrell staff, which brought me in, and then the coach, Eric Moore staff, that's who was brought in the second year. That's who I ended up playing.
Absolutely. All right. So in the transfer portal, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many years of eligibility?
I have 3 years of
eligibility. 3 years. Yes, wow. Sir. So looking to make the move. So Jackson State, how did Jackson State get on the radar?
Man, I don't even know. I give all my glory to God, because I truly hit the portal. Knowing that he had my back,
absolutely.
Knowing that whatever choice I was leaving North Texas, I'll say something. It was a scary situation to go, but I knew that my savior, he had a better plan for me.
Wow.
And I knew that I really prayed about it. A bunch of my guys are very Bible heavy, and I was
a bunch of my teammates.
Wow. Yes. And I was just like, man, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this portal thing, I've seen guys, they don't work out. It's scary.
Stuck in it.
Guys get stuck and you don't get that. And I was like, especially leaving Texas, the area, I was like, man, what's next? What's next? Just asking myself. And I just prayed about it. And I just told myself, just keep going to work. Just keep doing your things. Study the film. Learn all five positions. And that's what I did this last season. I played and had a rep at every position on the line.
Wow. From in the actual game?
No, not in the actual
game. Okay, but at least in practice.
But at least in practice, I've had over 1,000 reps over and over, getting every position right, so that when I come to my new program, especially a program like Jackson State, I'm putting on for the fans. Mm-hmm. That was really my goal. And when sitting down with it, I decided that it was best for me to leave the University of Texas. Mm-hmm. It was a hard conversation I had with God and my parents.
Right.
And I just said that I believe I'm destined for something else. I believe that there's something out there, a program like Jackson State, that's going to believe in me and that I'm going to get 3 years to. I have 3 years. I'm not going to leave. My goal is to become an All-American.
Wow.
And that's where I want to be. And Jackson State has shown love like no other school in Portland. And
wow.
That has really put them at the top of my list. And that's what landed me here this weekend. Because truly, I wasn't heavily recruited out of high school.
Okay.
And so, like, the portal, when I went to the portal, I knew that this is my chance. This is my chance to show. This is my chance to show these coaches that, hey, you're getting me for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I've been developed. I've been ready. So I'm ready for the field. It's just that next step. I think Jackson State, I think it's a great opportunity for me. I was brought in here. They're telling me that the center role is wide open. And everyone's like, come be the center of attention.
There you go.
Like, man, and then I really prayed about God. I'm like, God, what's next for me? And I was like, Jackson State. What a beautiful town in Jackson, Mississippi. I was like, man, fan base like no other. And I truly never seen that support. Man, my Twitter friends, they're crazy. All the love, the alums, everybody. I mean, every alum almost reached out to me. I think like 150 of y'all hit my DMs. Jackson State. I was like, man, if a program has that much love and they haven't seen me in person, just wait till I get my best on the field to you. And that's what really brought me here this weekend. I'm here to see the city. The coaches are amazing. I can't wait to meet every single one of the coaches, because I know that the energy I give off is great. I show true passion. I play with passion and care about my game. And I'm a man of my word. My commitment, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm staying 3 years. Getting the degree, and I'm going to put on for that school. And those school would be great for Jackson State. I know they all just had another All-American.
Yeah.
There's no other greater way to have another one coming.
Wow.
That's really what I'm going to do, and really just build a connection with the fan base. One of the biggest things I did at UT, even though I wasn't playing, I was a big community outreach guy.
Mm-hmm.
I volunteered my time with flag football in the Denton area community, and that was something that I loved. Getting to know the community, getting to see someone, a little kid in the stand, I was watching those guys, man, I would have loved it if a guy like me we came up to and started talking to him. Absolutely. Because just a passion, man. Hold on, he's giving, like, that's just big. And that's something that I really enjoy giving my communities. So I'm not just about on the field. I'm on the field in the community. And I promise, if I can reach Jackson State, it's a community thing. I'm doing the most of my community outreach because that's just who I am as a person. I love the game. Football will be here before me and will be here after me. And I understand. But the community and the school that I play for my last name. And that's eventually one day I want my last name in the building.
Wow.
And that's what you play. That's what you play college football for. Mm-hmm. You play for those fans on Saturday who are – I've been there. My parents are divorced. I've been there. Parents got to work on Saturdays. It's not easy to come to the games. Mm-hmm. But to know that you're coming to the games and you're coming to see a team that my last name is on and that I'm helping be a part of a great organization, there's no better feeling than that. So know that you're spending your hard time to come sit in the stands and watch me play. And I want to put on a show.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Wow, man, that's a lot to unpack. I'm not even going to begin to try to unpack it all. You're a special, let me give you a handshake, man. You're a special, special human being. I love the fact that everything centered around your faith, right? Putting your faith in God, the prayers, and obviously having teammates around you as well. That's huge in your circle, right? That's huge for people that you bring around you in your circle. So obviously you're surrounding yourself with the right people. Jackson in general, it's a family environment. You started to already realize that on Twitter and social media, but once you talk about the community, getting out there in the community in Jackson, and you'll have to experience this for yourself. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up, especially as a player, having it walking around town or in the grocery store at Jackson State, you'll see you'll have people who will just adopt you just because you're Jackson State and always looking out for you and have your best interest. So I think it would be a good match, obviously, and allow you to make that decision yourself. But what are you looking forward to this weekend? What are some of the things that you would like to see for you to be able to commit, whether it's here or wherever? What's going to be the things that make you say, okay, well, I know this is home?
I would like to see the opportunities set up in front of me. What's coming next? What's the offensive scheme going to look like? What's the adaptation? I know the guys left, but what is the scheme going to look to? What is me coming in bringing? My goal is to come, like, being a transfer is hard, but my goal eventually is to have that seat on the chest. And that's something I want to know. Is it in reach? Because I'm all about the culture. And wherever I go, I want to be a part of that culture. I want to represent the culture for the next kids that watch. I want someone to watch me and be like, man, like, hey, I want to play offensive line for Jackson State after seeing him play center. And that's really what I'm looking for.
Absolutely. Great stuff, man. So you'll be enrolling in January, right?
I'll be enrolling in January.
Okay. And do you have a date for when you'll make an announcement?
So my grandma, her birthday is Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So I will be surprising grandma on Christmas Eve with my commitment. As of now, that is it.
Okay.
So on Christmas Eve, around, we have our family dinner every day, every year is around 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And so that's my plan.
It's 8 p.m. Central.
8 p.m. Central, December 24th.
You'll get a tweet.
You'll get a tweet.
Turn on those Twitter notifications, X notifications. How can they follow you? Where are you at on social media?
Instagram, I'm Isaiah Villanueva, ISAIH _ Villanueva, VILLANUEVA 60 on Instagram. And then Twitter, I'm IVILLANUEVA 5 on Twitter. So just, or 20, my bad, 22 on Twitter. So just reach out, everything, man. Jackson State, y'all have been tremendous. This one day since I've been here.
Already.
And I really can't wait to get in the stadium and put the uniform on and feel how special it feels to be a JSC.
Absolutely. All right, Tiger fans, early Christmas present from the big man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the podcast. Yes, sir.